Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described that how he is the essence and the cause of everything that exists. But now the question is, if he is that personality who is the cause of everything, essence of everything, then why is it difficult to know Krishna, see Krishna, surrender unto Krishna? This is the question that we need to understand, that we have posted, Arjuna has posted. Let's get the answer from Krishna in shloka number 13.
त्रिभिर गुणमयी भावैर एभिः सर्वमिदं जगत् मोहितं नाभिजानाति माम एभ्यः परमव्ययम्।
सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट त्रिभिर गुणमयी भावैर न अभिजानाति। सो ऑल द बीइंग्स व्हिच आर डिल्यूडेड बाय थ्री मोड्स, दैट इज सत्व गुण मोड ऑफ गुडनेस, Rajoguna, mode of passion, and Tamoguna, mode of ignorance. And then he says, Ebihi sarvam idam jagat mam na abhijanati. The whole world, idam jagat, this entire world, does not know me. And who am I? Here he is saying, Ebhyaha param. I am above the three modes of material nature. And avyayam, inexhaustible. So here, Krishna is saying, why do people don't know about him? Because they are illusioned, they are deluded by three modes of material nature. This is the only reason why a person does not know Krishna, not able to see Krishna, or not able to surrender to Krishna. So, let's see some aspects in detail now. The whole world is enchanted by the three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes of material nature cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is Supreme Lord Krishna. So basically the one who is under the three modes of material nature, they cannot understand Krishna who is above three modes of material nature. In fact, they are illusioned to think that Krishna is also under three modes of material nature. This is the most abominable thing for a Baddha Jiva, where he equates himself or pulls Krishna down to his level and thinks that even Krishna is like him, Nitya Baddha, under the three modes of material nature, bound in the cycle of birth and death. So here it is said, that every living entity under the influence of material nature has a particular type of body and a particular type of psychological and biological activities accordingly. So now, these three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, they're always mixed together. But then one of the modes proportion will be more than the other two. So sometimes the mode of goodness will be more than mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Sometimes the passion will be more than goodness and ignorance. Sometimes ignorance is more as compared to goodness and passion. So depending on which mode is greater in proportion, the activities of the person is decided, the psychological state of the person is decided, and even the biological activities are also decided based on that. So based on the three modes of material nature, we have four categories of people in this entire society. So here it is said, the ones who are in mode of goodness, they are called as Brahmanas. Kshatriyas are the ones wherein the mode of passion is dominant. And Vaishyas are the ones wherein the mode of passion and ignorance, they are actually dominant. And Shudras are the ones, the working class, they are the ones wherein the mode of ignorance is dominant. Now if someone who is below the level of Shudra also, they are actually animals. So, Brahmanas are the intellectual class who are in the mode of goodness. Kshatriyas are the administrative class, and they are in the mode of passion. The business class are in the mode of passion and ignorance combined. But when it comes to the workers, the labor class, they are the ones who are in ignorance. Now, here it's very clear that this is not caste system. What is this basically? This is based on their activities, karma, and the guna, the qualities that they have acquired. So based on that, this is a natural categorization that happens in the entire society. But then, this is a temporary designation. Because the world itself is temporary, body is temporary, so it's temporary designation that is there. It's not something which is permanent. So here it is said that we do not know what we are going to be in the next life by the spell of illusory energy. We consider ourselves in terms of this bodily conception of life. It is temporary, but still we consider it to be very, very permanent. That is the greatest illusion that human beings or living entities in general are in. If we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is behind all these modes. This is the most dangerous thing that happens. When we are in the three modes of material nature, there is a high probability to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is seen that even when we are practicing devotional service, when we are in the mode of ignorance or passion, or even sometimes goodness, it's very difficult to remember the Supreme Personality of God. Remember Krishna, it's very, very difficult. So, these three modes of material nature is something which is actually pulling a person down. This is what is the essence that we need to understand here. So, Lord Krishna says that living entities deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, who is actually controlling the three modes of material nature? So, three modes of material nature are controlling all of us, like a puppeteer controls the puppets. But then, that puppeteer is also controlled by someone else. That is Krishna. So, three modes of material nature controls all of us, and three modes of material nature are controlled by Krishna. It is said that those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the absolute truth. So, the ones who with lot of struggle finally come to the mode of goodness, they cannot actually go beyond Brahman. So we said, right, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So they cannot go beyond that Brahman aspect that is there. So if someone wants to really understand Bhagavan, then that person has to go beyond three modes of material nature. Here it is given that even when those who are in the goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in the passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated. So who are the ones who are above three modes of material nature? The ones who are practicing devotional service. So it's very important to practice intense devotional service every single day if we really want to go beyond the three modes of material nature. So it's like ignorance, passion, goodness, and beyond that is something called as pure goodness. Because the only goodness aspect that is there in this world is mixed with passion and ignorance. But pure goodness is untouched by passion and ignorance. So it is called as pure goodness. And once we get to the level of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, what happens? The person is on a different spiritual platform where he is untouched by the various material things of this world. But now the question is, if suppose Arjuna has a question, okay, you are saying all this, but then, what is the way out? What is the way out for all these bewildered souls? How is it possible for all these bewildered souls to cross this entire ocean of birth and death, go beyond this illusion? How is it possible, O Krishna? Please tell me. To this question, Krishna is going to answer. He's going to speak the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.